Hi, everybody. We're here again. Tonight is Wednesday, and the date is January the 4th. Seven more months would be the 4th of July. That means anything, but we're in January. This is 2012. First Wednesday in January. So tonight's our self-empowerment night. Anybody would like to call in to see how they got self-empowered with the Creation Light Ship, maybe what they've experienced, talk about the healings again. So kind of I'll kick back, relax, and we'll see how this show works out here. One is that we do is a little different, so we'll just see if Carrie's on board and callers tonight would be great, and we'll have the Q&A after the call here. The number maybe halfway through the show here. So, Carrie, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and welcome everybody to Wednesday night. We're on Station 1. As Ron mentioned, I don't know if you did actually, sorry, you did, the Q&A tonight. So just to let you know now, if you do have questions for that, you can send those over to CLSquestions, plural, at yahoo.com, and just write in the title bar there, to the subject bar, that you will be listening tonight. So I'm just refreshing my fast chat here. If you would like to call in, let's see, we're on Station 1, so the toll-free number to call in would be 888-627-6008. That's line 1. And then go down to line 4, area code 530-413-5011. 530-413-5011. Maria's birthday today, Ron. She's wondering if she can have some cake in the food court up on the light ship.
Yeah. Sounds good to me. So let's we'll go up in about 10 minutes. We let people get on more in case some late listeners are coming.
Good idea.
Or they'll be able to enjoy some cake, too.
Good idea.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Yeah. Licking their chops, and they loved it, and wondering what happened, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, self-empowerment. Okay. Well, what should we talk about, Ron? Let's see. Should we divide this up into self-empowering our spirit and self-empowering our body? Can we do it like that, or should we think of it all under one category of just us?
Well, let's see here. Let me think. We could do one for the spirit here. So, remember, your spirit takes on the image of you. So, you know, if you're 6 feet tall and you weigh 175 pounds, it will look like you, and it'll have typically the same clothing on that you're wearing. So if you happen to see your spirit, if you could, put on the special glasses to do so, and if it was outside of you, it would look just like you. Naturally, if you have a physical problem, it also has the same thing, because it takes on that energy of physical stuff that you have. Also, it takes on the emotional stuff. So if you have a physical condition, like I've always mentioned, you need to and must, really heal your spirit first before you can have your own healing. That's kind of a beneficial thing. When you do the light ship healings, that's kind of taken into account. Light ship will clear your spirit of those situations that you may be having. But let's just do a clearing here to help you out here. I want to show you what that's like so you can actually feel your body change. So we're going to be taking your spirit in and out of your body, and each time it leaves your body, we'll say cleansed, put back into balance. Whatever conditions you have wrong with you right now, it will not have. So when it comes into you, it will be more perfect. Well, here we go, and we'll come out to the top of your head, the crown chakra, if you would, and we'll come in through your feet. Here we go, going out and in, 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 out and in. Oh boy, out and in, somebody must have some stuff. out and in. Out and in. Can't be Marie R. Today's her birthday. Out and in. 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 You might feel a little dizzy, but you may start to feel more warmth. And, you know, we want to just concentrate on the situations that you're dealing with now, whatever physical problem you're having. Out and in, 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 out and in. Okay, so remember, each time your spirit leaves you, it has that, I'll just use the word blockage, out-of-balance energies. The situation that you're dealing with, you know, maybe you stubbed your toe, so it now has a stubbed toe. But when it comes back into you, no longer has that. So it's able to put energy into you for more wholeness for that particular type of healing. If it kept coming in with a stubbed toe, you could, you know, have difficulties having that healed because it would only know you. That would be not in perfection. So here we go. We're going to do that again for everybody. So out and in, out and in. Out and in, 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 out and in. Okay, Carrie, we'll see if we have anybody who would like to call in to maybe describe how they felt the spirit going in and out of their body, number one. And number two, if they have any relief of maybe pain or tension or something that they're dealing with. So back to you, Carrie.
I feel dizzy. I feel a little bit dizzy in the top of my head. I can feel where you were sending us in and out, our spirits in and out. Usually when you do it and you do it through our feet, and my feet always get warm, so now I'm getting that same warmth in on the top of my head and some other funny feelings on the top of my head. That's so interesting when you do that. So Bonnie is saying she feels like she's getting all cleaned off. If anybody else would like to comment or call in, 888-627-6008 or 530-413, excuse me, 5011, 530-413-5011. Can you tell that we want callers? Oh, somebody call. We need another voice. Okay, so Cheryl is asking, what's included in the, it's actually called the body jumpstart clearing. So you've got the body rejuvenation system in there in your title, Cheryl. So that is one of the clearings. The other ones are, there are two whole life clearings, and those are the mind of the body and the infection body. So you get your mind of the body and your infection body put right for this lifetime, whatever has happened to you in this lifetime in those two departments. And then the blood and circulatory system is in there in the body jumpstart special, and the magnetic and twisted body alignment clearing, and then the body rejuvenation system. And it's $200, and you'll have it for use as many times over as you would like through the end of March. So if you want to know anything more about any of those, do call in, and Ron can explain some of those further if you would like. Is there anything else you want to add to that? I guess that would be empowering the body, Ron. That would come under that title for today.
Yeah, that would be for body empowerment, yeah, to get your body maybe into more wellness if you have a physical condition.
Yeah.
Actually, the body rejuvenation clearing was put up to go through body systems. That does a whole lot of clearing for you. So just that one alone is well worth it.
Yeah.
Great. What's next? Let's wait for a caller to come on. I'm sure we'll get a caller here. So.
All right. Do you want to sing or hum? What should we do?
Just maybe give some.
We've got a couple of questions.
Yeah, we got a question up here?
Yeah. Mika has a question. She's wondering, which is the clearing to bring in talents from other timelines? Is there a clearing for that? I know there's the spirit fetus infusion does that for this this life.
Yeah, for other timelines, probably not. Haven't thought of that even, you know. You can go sideways pretty easily. I'm sure that you could be out there on a timeline doing something. You may have more talents. Maybe the clone of you is doing that. I have had people say that, as they know about the timelines now, know that the clones on there are clones, or themselves are clones, and that they're also known to themselves now as a replica here on this planet as they're living, but they want to get a smarter clone. I have had people request a smarter clone to come into them instead of maybe a stupid one or something. And so somehow, I don't know how the aliens decide which ones are better than the others, but some people have had, you know, more smarts. It would be nice to get ones that are maybe more trim body-wise, you know, to get them to come in. Oh, we got a caller, I think. So, caller, anybody out there?
Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Great. How are you doing?
Good, good. I just wanted to say thanks for the cleansing, and I feel really strange, but it's good.
How do you feel strange? On your top of your head, or where are you feeling your strangeness?
Yeah, my whole body just got hot, and I'm, like, sweating.
Oh. Well, that's pretty good. That means your spirit came a lot more into your body than it was right before Ron did that, right, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah,
definitely.
So is your eyes brighter?
Everything feels like, you know, like I had like a piece of tissue paper or something over my eyes. I didn't even know it was there, and now everything feels like a lot sharper, and I feel a lot more alert, and everything just, like, the light seems brighter and the sound seems sharper. It's weird because before you did it, I really wasn't even really aware of it, but then afterwards I really did notice a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
interesting.
Do you feel any lighter in your body or anything, or do you feel heavier? Normally you feel heavier with your spirit with you when you feel light when it's out, but maybe, you know, it may have been the same energy with you, just that we tend to focus on more for health and wellness. How does your body?
Yeah, I do feel that.
Same.
And if anything, I'm not sure about lighter or heavier, but I feel my muscles more, if that makes any sense.
Okay, yeah.
So more body awareness, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just had some, you know, old injuries, old muscle and tendon injuries that I've been working on for the past probably 2 or 3 years. It just sort of still gives me trouble, and I feel like it really helped with that, like an old hamstring injury that, I mean, it really feels much different.
Oh, well, that's great, yeah. I would imagine, Ron, it brings life force energy into every part of us, so an injury could get some help.
Oh, yes, uh-huh. Remember, you know, your spirit doesn't know that it's goofed up, just like you don't, you know. You have an ache in your body,
yeah,
you know, for a long time.
Yeah,
it's
so true. I mean, I was always thinking of it as, like, my body has problems. I mean, and that I need to fix those, but I never really, I'm only recently starting to consider that, you know, the spiritual component is equally, if not more, important.
Yes. That is correct.
Great. So did you have any
so
questions?
Thank you.
Yeah,
no, thank you so much. I just wanted to comment, and you guys are looking for callers, so
thank you.
I just wanted to say thanks, and I really enjoy your show.
Yeah, what state are you in?
I'm sorry?
What state are you in?
I'm in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Pennsylvania, wonderful. Okay.
Hey, thank you for calling. You might have another caller on.
Yes, I think I heard that too. Is somebody else on the line?
I certainly am. This is Nikki in British Columbia.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi. If I talk about doing the death bar code, is that okay at this time?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. When I first got the death bar code and started doing it, I got about 5 hours into it and the power went out. So I had to wait until I could start it again, and it was just yesterday. And when I did the first death bar code, it was way more intense than the one I had done probably about a week before then. And I was just crying inconsolably. The whole hour, I just couldn't stop this intense crying. And the dog went and woke up my son and dragged him into my room. Oh. And I got through that part, and then we had to do the emotional part, and I was really nervous because I figured, well, God, the emotions are just going to really do me in. But I got through it, but I was thinking, I don't know whether I could survive the emotions of this. But anyway, I got through it just fine. When I did the second death bar code, it was less intense. When I got to the third death bar code, it was, I don't know, as it was ending, I felt a willingness and a suppleness in my life that I can't remember having for a bazillion years. You know, it started right in the emotional part of the code. And I felt like I might not have any more, but I was scared that I did. So I went ahead and did the fourth death bar code. And I noticed that my body was starting to function much better. My back and hips don't have that deep hurt that they've had for the last 5 years. And as the fourth one was going on, I felt happily brave and I felt like I was becoming younger. And as I got to the end of it, I really felt like I can do anything I want now. And I went ahead and did up until the ninth death bar code, but nothing really happened for me after I got going on the fifth one. But today I noticed that I'm much freer in my walking and in my thinking, in my spirit. It was just really, really important for me to do. And that's my story.
Great. So do you feel like you maybe are a third younger? Like you dropped maybe 10, 20 years or something?
Oh, at least 20 years. At least 20 years. You know, I'm still, you know, I've 5 years ago I was in a pretty severe car accident, and I just haven't been able to get better from it. And I feel like I could get better now.
It looks like it, too, yes. Uh-huh.
Did you do the stress bar code, too, for each of the death bar codes that you did, Nikki?
I have to do that yet.
Okay.
I haven't done that. And the first time that I, you know, when I did the partial, I did the stress ones.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew I had to start all over again because you said you something goes down, you have to start again.
Yeah, that's always best.
Yeah. No, I haven't done the stress once, but that's on my list to do now.
Well, it's great that you're having good results. That's wonderful. I think most people feel kind of like you do, get those things off of you, kind of like being mesmerized or having some kind of mindset or something going on with your body that's painful or a problem because body shut down the energy there. So wonder why you're not functional, you know, and you get that stuff off you and like having a curse taken off of you.
Well, it is like having a curse off you because there was just no way I could move forward in my life. You know, and this is something that I noticed that I was always looking for, okay, this has happened now. How am I going to get around this one, this thing that's happening in my life? It was like, it, you know, the death barcode was just right there on the surface of my life.
Yep.
That's very, very interesting. I'm very, very glad I did it.
That's wonderful.
And I thank you. Yeah, I thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. That's very good for other people to hear how it affected you. So that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really happy that it made such a big difference.
It'd be interesting to have somebody do it on one of their animals. I haven't had anybody that I can recall doing it on a dog or cat or something like that, you know. See how they respond afterwards. I know they do emotional healings in the animal changes, but I don't know if anybody's ever done a dog or cat or some kind of animal that they have. So I'm sure it would do the same thing for them, give them a new lease on life, we'll say.
Yeah.
That'd be really interesting. Yeah.
It works great for horses, too. I'll tell you a horse story. A lady was on one of my four-hour calls a long time ago when I first started doing them. And, in fact, it may have only been 2 hours at that time. And I got an email from her, and what happened was she lived in, I think, one of the southern states, and she had a horse. And the horse, you know, was kind of ill health. And what happened was she went up on the call. And before she went on the call, her husband came up to her and said, man, we have to, this is like on a Sunday, we're going to have to probably find the vet or something. Maybe it's a Saturday, but find a vet on the weekend here. Because the horse has this problem where its eyes are all watery. And it somehow has, I think, something wrong with one of its legs or something like that. So he felt, oh, geez, you know, we got to, you know, lay the horse down, you know, and then have it hauled off. On the call, she took the horse up to the light ship, and after the call was over, her husband came in, and he didn't, actually being a man, it's interesting how men are changing. When I first started doing this, you know, I would have maybe one man coming to me out of 100, you know, and if you hear the old shows, you're going to hear me say that, you know, mainly I work with women. Almost always. So he came into her house, and he didn't really know what she was doing or probably would even understand it. And so he came in and says, you know, that horse looks fine out there in the yard. You know, I'm sure glad I didn't shoot it because, you know, maybe just something was, you know, weird or with me. Because the horse, you know, looked, you know, like it was going to be dead. And now the horse is fine. So she knew that the horse had a healing on the light ship when they had the particular call. So that's what happened there. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Ron, maybe you just want to describe briefly for anyone that hasn't done the death barcode yet what the stress barcode part is about and what that will do.
Well, we all have stress. So, and the stress, you know, being even like if you worry, you know, that's stress. You take that stress away, like icing on the cake. You do the barcode first, the death barcode. Then you have a stress death barcode. So for all you out there who are like worry warts, you know, or concerned about things like that, just remember that the stress one is designed to take away the stress. So I added that to that because I figured that people needed to have that. So you actually get two clearings for the price of one, or you can just say they're $75 a piece. But that stress one, wow, it really changes people after you get that. Because you get the barcode off you and you realize that, yeah, I now feel much better because the mind of the body, that's your internal healer's working. All this negative energy about the aliens putting this code on you that they want to get you out of off this planet because they're tired of dealing with you. And they only gave you so much time, you know, to live here. And maybe you're running overtime with them, and they don't like that, so they make it even harder on you, do these so contracts and agreements for you. So you get that off of you, all of a sudden you go, wow, I'm like, you know, like 20 years younger, and you feel better. Then you get the stress taken off of you, because remember, your physical conditions can cause you the stress. So, you know, like the lady earlier, if she's in a car accident, there's probably a lot of stress involved with that. So when she has the next part of the clearing, it'll be great. And most people, since they're typically working, they normally do it on the weekends. So you just wait for the next weekend to come and, you know, do the same number that you had on the death and do the same thing for stress. All of a sudden, you're going to feel yourself, maybe the wrinkles that you may have on your skin, on your face, or on your arms, or whatever may start to go away. Your body will get a lot more life force because that stress, we all know when somebody's stressed out, you know, they're not looking too well. So physically, you know, because they're kind of maybe grumpy or maybe even angry or something. And when that happens, your face looks that way sometimes and your body starts to sag and you start wilting and get the stress off and all of a sudden you're bounced back to life again too. So that's a very good clearing to add. That's why I put it on there to really help people out. So back to you, Carrie. Oop, we got another caller on line three. So, we have a caller out there?
Yes. Ron, I was just calling. Hello, I was just calling to ask a favor. My daughter took two kinds of medication for a migraine, and she's extremely dizzy. She can't concentrate on the program at all. She's very sick. Could you neutralize it?
Sure. Okay, we'll do that. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Here we go. So we're going to do some energy work here. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And in fact, we'll go to the light ship right now, everybody. And we're going to go up and have some birthday cake, and we'll go into a special healing rooms right now. So here we go. We're going up to Light Ship. This is a special event. We're going to have our special birthday cake. Here we go. We're going up. So one, two, three, four, and five, and we're there now. Going to the food court, and we're also going also to the places for special concerns that we have right now. This lady has a physical problem instantly here, so we'll do that. Go there and have them do some work on us. So we're going into the kind of like the emergency ward right now. We're going in there right now, and you may start to feel some oxygen coming into your body, everybody. Bring in number 18. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're doing some detoxification. We're in the hot tubs also. I start to feel better right now. But let's go into the food court here, and we'll have a birthday party for Marie. If anybody else is born in January, we'll do this too for you. And this is our special time to get our dessert that we like, a special cake. And there's all different types up there. So here we go. We're going up to get some cake. One, two, three, four, and five, and we have different types of toppings and ice cream and hot fudge and nuts and cherries and whipped cream, whatever you kind of think you may want. There's peach cake, too, up there and pies and different things, so you can request whatever you'd like to have. Go on your tongue, underneath your tongue right now, a little small piece, and you can get seconds and thirds, so here we go. So one, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. or to feel that yumminess going into you, you can ask for seconds now or just something else. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Get it some more here if you like. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. So have the light beings come. They'll sing us happy birthday. And we're all joining them for everybody else who's having a birthday January. And there we go. We'll back now. We're also go into the healing rooms if we need additional healing right now. We'll come back as needed, but they'll bring the most the rest of us back here unless you need a special healing done. Be coming back at the end of the program. But here we go, coming back down. Oh yeah, raspberry chocolate. That's good, Eric. Here we go, coming down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're back here now. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay. Thank you very much. So quite a few comments about the barcodes, people, the death barcodes coming off, people commenting that they felt that those were very beneficial to get off. And Sue is just asking, does the stress barcode have to be done all at once?
I kind of would like people to do them all at once because, remember, you're dealing with the aliens out there who want to keep in the energy. And so you don't want them to kind of turn the thing sideways and maybe do something in the process. So once you get it off, you're fine. So that's why I kind of wanted people to do it all at one time. As you're going right into that natal chart and you're turning it upside down for them. Because they want you to get out of here. And you're choosing life in place of death. And that's why you're completely self-empowered when you do this clearing here. That's why you feel better, because you're getting that death energy off of you. Some people even smelt death, like decaying bodies when they have done this. So it's quite something how your body is going to respond through this process. Well, back to you, Carrie. But yeah, I would do it if you can all in one setting. So I'd, you know, take the time because you're giving life back to yourself. So you have to be dedicated to life. Back to you.
Okay. I think we may have another caller on. Is somebody else on the line?
Oh, yes. Hi.
Hi. Who's it?
Hi. I just came across some of your YouTube videos just a couple weeks ago, maybe a week and a half ago.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm kind of new. Yeah, I'm kind of new to everything you've been talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think the most dramatic response I had was to the heart drop.
The mind to heart drop. Uh-huh.
That was really fantastic and really quieted my mind. And for the past year and a half, I'd been working with the law of attraction, and it works. But doing that mind to heart drop basically shredded that. and for the past couple weeks, I've been able to do that for myself and stay in that space a lot, except for there's kind of an intense emotional thing with my family going on that pulls me out of it, but so that's been really nice to just have that peaceful feeling and my mind calm. That's been really wonderful. And I was thinking today, I was remembering that I had been baptized for the dead when I was a lot younger. I was raised in the Mormon church, and they do baptisms for the dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if that could cause problems, or what your take was on that, or if there was a certain healing to address that.
Okay, well, fasten your seatbelts. Here comes Ron Donner.
Describe that to me. So does the Mormons think that you're dead? Are you find Jesus or something? I seem to need to get a little more information there.
No, it's more like They don't believe the earth will be returned to its paradisical glory until everyone has been baptized in the true, you know, the true faith, the true word of God, or has gotten the true gospel. And so they do, including people who have died, people who have lived before. And so they do these baptisms with a surrogate. They use a person that they, you know, baptize for the dead. And they get these names of people who have deceased, who they believe want to be baptized into that faith. And they hold these baptisms for the dead. Like, I was baptized, like, in the temple, like, I think for 60 people, 60 times in a row.
Wow.
For deceased persons.
Wow,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, my first take on that, this is kind of new to me. But my first take would be that these people, remember, these people are still, or can be, this gets a little far out, but as we're going along here, these people could still be living on timelines, even though they're dead in the ground. So they could have been brought back to life in the past from their DNA. And so if they are living, then you're taking on their energy of a living person going into you because you're connecting to their name or whatever. It's one way to look at that. The other way would be to look at it is that they're connecting you, and it would be the word courting. But I think knows what courtings are. So you're being courted to somebody or something that could be also bringing in that DNA energy into you. So it doesn't sound good either way you look at it. So I guess you're asking what to do about that. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was just something I came across my mind today. I'd forgotten all about it, and it just came up today.
Their belief is that until everybody, that everybody who has lived on this planet needs to be baptized, will say
that, was basically
that the earth
my
can
understanding.
Come back to wholeness. Is that, so they're getting rid of the
right.
corruption here. I guess that's what they're kind of looking at, I would think. Does that sound correct to you?
I think so, as I understood it, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a great concept. And, it, you know, to me it sounds really good, but except, you know, the bodies here can't handle the energy. So the concept is good. That's why people do, you know, world peace meditations to try to bring the energies for everybody to be peaceful, but can't do that. So the concept with the mind does sound very valid. But, boy, let's try to release you. So what I'll do is anybody out there has done this, we'll do a quick release here. So you did 60, 6-0?
Yeah, I think it was 60, if I remember correctly.
Okay, so what we're going to do is I can do this for you and anybody else listening here. And so this is going to be according to dead people. Okay, I don't know what else to say, but that's it would be probably looked at here. We'll just take away the energy. And since you did 60, I'll do 60 of these here. So I'll just count from 1 to 60 to release the energetic cords from you. From these people, okay? Now, I don't know how you're going to feel. You might feel, you're going to feel different after it. I don't know if it's going to be a great positive experience or you might feel a lot of sadness. You don't know what those energy is going to be leaving in you, you know, because you could have some of that emotional energy stuck. That emotional body of that person could be sitting on top of the grave and you came to that and you brought that to you. It could be emotional, but we'll see. So here we go. First one. We'll get rid of the emotional bodies, too, if they are hanging on you and everybody else listening. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50. 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, and 60. Wow. So how do you feel?
Well, I felt like there were some waves coming off of me, feeling lighter. I'm feeling more relaxed. I was really nervous to get on the phone and call, and I'm feeling more relaxed. And, I was just feeling like there were waves coming off of me, just waves of something.
Yeah, uh-huh. So do you live in Utah or surrounding areas?
I know, around there,
everything is Mormon.
Yeah.
I was driving through,
Yeah, I lived there for quite a while when I was younger. But, I mean, I'm in California now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well,
learned
thank
something.
You very much.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for calling. Ron, I'm wondering about the clearing, the courting to people. Do you know the names of the 60 people that they associated you with? Maybe he's hung up already. I wonder if that, does that only work for living people, according to people clearing, Ron?
It could probably work for dead ones, too. I haven't really thought about that. It would work for dead people also.
Okay.
But interesting.
So would you need to know, I mean, if there's anyone else listening who has had this, done to them, would you need to know the names of the people, or could you just put into that clearing, person number one that I was courted to in such and such a ceremony?
Yeah, I'd probably do it that way, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe even, I want to get into the, it could go kind of sideways, maybe into curses, too, you don't know. You know, because let's just say that, for instance, working on, L. Smith, because he died, in the 1900s, okay? So maybe, for some reason, he hated Mormons, okay?
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, his emotional body may still be there, and all of a sudden, Mormons are coming to him, and he doesn't like Mormons, so right away, he could be... The emotional body could be doing a whammy on you. That's a possibility. I'm not saying that's correct, but that is a possibility. That, remember, alien races don't like other alien races. We can go into that now. So is the alien race that brought that, Joe Smith down here, will say, does he like your alien race or that church's alien race? May not like it at all. Oh, that could be another problem. Oh, maybe the curses one might help. Plus, you could be taking on that energy from the person that maybe could be cursed. So
yeah.
It kind of goes, escalates very quickly to areas that you probably don't even want to think about. So I'd say if your life has been going bad, going downhill or something, and you feel energies, very possibly that could be it. I can say last night, I worked with one of the Indian deities. I don't exactly have the name of it because there are some that are not known to people. But this one here was working very hard on a person, and we finally, I was able to see it. What happened was the person was talking about this person that they knew and went to their family, and they paid some money, and from there, the people in India, which, their income is far less than ours. So, but I saw this person over here in the States possibly paying about $5,000 to have somebody do spells on them. And I guess the exchange rate would be equal to about $200,000. So from there, if you got paid $200,000, you would very likely, be very happy, and do your job very, very well. Okay, and so they were concentrating these energies, and they maybe even paid other people to in a sense, hit this person with a lot of their energies over there of their different deities. So I finally was able to almost see the person who was doing this ritual. But once I saw that, then I could go after him. Before it was all like trying to, shadow box, because they'd put up different smoke screens. But we got that off last night. Boy, what a difference it made. So if anybody out there happened to feel like energies left them last night, I know I was physically awake working until about 2 o'clock in the morning, my time here, and that's Pacific Standard Time. And then from there, I worked this morning also when I got up. And then I was also, awake at 6 in the morning, so I don't get much sleep. But aside from that, if any of you out there have felt a freeing or feel better, this whole deity, as I can see right now, has been actually came into the light, which is very unusual. But
Oh,
it's no longer causing harm to people. So if you feel like you're a little more clear-headed, that could be the reason. So we'll just see if we have any comments on that. Back to you, Carrie. It would be interesting to see if anybody else has felt that.
Yeah, that is really interesting. I think we have a caller, Ron, apparently. Is somebody else on the line?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Larry.
Yes, I can relate to Ron's feelings last night that it had a tremendously good impact on me, because today I woke up, I was extremely clear and focused, and I had a big work day. I got a lot of work done on my computers that I have, and I had a lot of work done on the LA Expo, making arrangements for that next month, and I even sent Ron an email about it.
Great.
And the booklets are coming out, so I had a tremendously successful day, got a whole lot of work done, unbelievably, from the healings and being focused and just doing one thing at a time. It was a wonderful day for me.
That's great.
And then I wanted to ask Ron, yeah, I really appreciate it. I want to thank Ron. I'm very grateful for his diligence, because his due diligence, because it had a very wonderful impact on me. And I felt every little iota of his healing power go through me and have a beautiful day today. And I want to thank him very, very sincerely for what he did for me.
That's great. So this deity may be helping a lot of people now. I won't say helping them, but this load is probably taken off of you. So you guys will find out how it feels, as you move on. And maybe you may have had an ache or pain or something. But these people, they'll just do this stuff, and it gets on to people, and it can go through generations of you. And, I've had a lot of stories working with people about how their life is just horrible because of these curses that's put on them by other people.
Uh-huh. And, Ron, I had a question also.
Okay.
Okay, I had a question that when people, I heard the last caller and his sincerity, too, and I appreciated what his comment, and when people are asked to dedicate to a higher power and give your freedom, your rights, your choices, and your opportunities up to this higher power, because he turns around and says, you're corrupt and you can't be trusted, but he's a good guy and he can be trusted with your spirit, but you can't be trusted with your own spirit, and then you can't be trusted to be free with your freedom and your rights. He's going to control that for you, and the end results, which is heaven or hell, but you can't be trusted, and you may know more about the spirit than he does, about the rewards of the spirit than he does, and the rewards of not judging than he does about spirituality. So isn't this kind of a strange request to make to a fellow human being? If they're similarly equal like we are in spiritual values, we're equal with one another. Isn't this a peculiar request to make to another fellow human being? And what is your comment about that?
Boy, I don't know. Boy, got a good question there, Larry. I just don't know how to answer that one.
Mm-hmm. So, Larry, are you asking, is it is it an odd thing for one human, for one person, one human being to ask another a question about spirit?
Yes, like an alien God who's only equal with us, and he says he's God, and we have to give up our rights and our freedom choices and give it to him so he can work through our spirit and tell us what we're going to be punished about, what we're going to be rewarded about, and take control over us because we're not worthy, and we are diminished, and he is enhanced to work through us. Is this an ethical thing to do, and would a person have to submit to something like that if they had free choice?
Well, it's all the mind energy, so kind of what you're taught and what you believe, and then also what seems to work for you. Remember, the darkness can do things to you to give you a special event, just like the secret is, the law of cause and effect. You're using the force of will, mind energy, to sabotage typically somebody else because you're living in the duality and you're causing somebody maybe some harm as you wish to put out your intention as something manifest in your life. I won't say it's always harmful, but you are using the force of will typically, to manifest something. So it's all mind energy. Your spirit, it really is not connected any way to that. So it can't really harm your spirit unless they attack your spirit or take your spirit sideways someplace. But it's all mind energy. And sometimes, like what may have happened last night, those odd energies out there, the alien, with a different name on them to make them sound maybe more holy or whatever, or that people, pray to them to become prey. And those energies might get a clue that they're being controlled, too, and they want to come into the light. So this thing here, it was like ready to be exterminated, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Once I could finally catch on to that energy, is that they're very elusive. And so once I could catch on to what it was, then I could, deal with it. But a lot of times they're very elusive and you can't really find them. But, and I could see it kind of watching me, the peripheral, probably waiting for me to go to sleep or something, but I was able to get into its area of consciousness and to start to taking it out. And then at that point, the light always gives it a chance to come into the light, or it gets zapped, mm-hmm. and that's what happened. So it came into the light.
Wow.
And very possibly it might be able to talk to other of those deities to come into the light too. I don't know. But, people use those deities all the time, and, they can be and are very, very powerful. Remember, when people start giving something power, it can become more powerful than what it was the day before. People use it and give their energy up to it. That's what happens. So
actually, then the higher power is the higher power. Then it's not a higher power because somebody's controlling him, who's the power over him. So he has to submit to that power, and then he's not really authorized to guide and direct anybody if somebody's controlling him. And he wants to control somebody else down the line then because his power has been diminished also then. Isn't that true?
Yeah, so all these energies know is manipulation and control because they know what's happening to them. And then they just find another life form that's maybe not as intelligent as they are, and then they control that. But much like we have here, with the way life is on this planet, the same exact thing, Although
so
here we have
money
to deal with, basically, and with the money you have power. Oh, if somebody doesn't have any power, they don't have any no money, no power, and somebody else has to dictate to them. Thank you, Larry, for calling.
Okay, so Ron?
Yeah.
Ron? So they're investing in ignorance of the other person, betting that he's ignorant, and he will go along with the ride and dumbness of the other person, but he's not investing in the integrity of the spirit to share knowledge with one another, then, is he?
Well, possibly not, but remember, the spirit knows what's going on. It may be disempowered because it's still stuck here, but it doesn't deal with negativity, but the mind will. So you can never, you know, it's real hard to change somebody's belief system on anything, especially if you've had that belief, you know, 80,000 years.
Yeah,
you're not going to really change that because the body knows the belief system that works for it. It's just like if you went up to people and you said, you know, your body, you know, a long, long time ago, kind of knows how to live on the air without eating. Well, your body would probably maybe freak out because it wants to eat food. Mine would say, oh, that's garbage. You know, you have to eat. Why do you think we have teeth? So all of a sudden, you know, that energy of maybe eating less food or no food, of thinking that way, people are not going to believe that because why would you have teeth, you know?
Yes.
Well, anyway, so the mind is what we're looking at, and the spirit knows, but spirit can't always help out because the mind is too powerful. That's the problem with humanity here, is that the mind is taken over by the aliens. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Larry. If we can talk about our Q&A, Carrie.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Larry. So there are about, I think, six questions that we didn't get to, so if you guys are going to be on the Q&A, shoot those questions over there, and I'll do those first. Stephanie, Tina, Shannon, Sue, and Charles all had questions that we didn't get to. So that's clsquestions at yahoo.com. There may have been one or two others of you, actually, that I didn't get to either. clsquestions@yahoo.com. And then the phone number to dial into, if somebody could type it into the fast chat, that would be great. It's 559-546-1301. I know, Larry, you typed it in at the beginning, so if somebody else could type it in now since we're many pages forward on the fast chat, 559-546-1301. And then the PIN is a new PIN starting today, so scratch the old one if you still have it. The new one is 50-63-99-pound, 506399, and the pound sign. This will work if you're calling internationally also, and you can also use Skype to call into that phone number. If you load up Skype and go to the there's a little thing you can click on to get a keypad that you use your mouse to dial numbers on, you can dial into this same number from Skype. So 559-546-1301, and the PIN is 506399, and the pound sign. So I guess we'll be there in a little under, I don't know, about 5 minutes or something like that.
That's correct. So if you do get on, if you are calling out of the area and you happen to have all the international codes that we sent out, do that. The 559 is for U.S. You may be able to check out our email to get the international code that we sent out maybe weeks ago here, and just use the same PIN number, and that same PIN number will work on your particular phone number calling in on, which would be a number that would be local to you, hopefully. So, I'll see you on the next call, which will be Friday, on BBS. We're on Station 2. Station 2, Friday and Saturday. Now we're on Station 1. We'll see you all later, everybody, in a few minutes here, and we'll be on that call. We'll say blessings. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Larry, and the other callers. So we'll see you later.
Thanks, Ron. Good night, everybody. See you in a few, those of you who come over.